Chapter 51. The Winds. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. By the winds that scatter dust, and the clouds that bear the heavy weight of water, and the ships that float with ease and gentleness, and those angels who distribute by command, surely that which you are promised is true, and surely the recompense is certain to happen by the heavens full of paths. Certainly you dispute amongst yourselves. Turned aside from it are the deviators. Cursed be the liars, who are under the cover of heedlessness. They ask, when will be the day of recompense? It will be a day when they will be tried over the fire. So taste your trial. This is what you used to ask to be brought to you. Surely the pious will be in the midst of gardens and springs, taking joy in the things which their Lord has given them, before they were the doers of good. They used to sleep only a little at night, and in the hours before dawn they were to be found asking Allah for forgiveness. And in their properties there was the right of the beggar and the poor who do not ask of others. And on the earth are signs for those who have faith with certainty, and also in yourselves. Will you not then see? And in the heaven is your provision, and that which you are promised. Then by the Lord of the heavens and the earth, it is the truth, just as it is the truth that you can speak. Has the story reached you of the honored guests of Abraham? When they came to him and said, peace be upon you, he answered, peace be upon you, and said, you are a people not known to me. Then he turned to his household and brought out a roasted calf, and placed it before them, saying, will you not eat? Then he conceived a fear of them when they did not eat. They said, do not fear. And they gave him glad tidings of a knowledgeable son. Then his wife came forward with a loud voice. She struck her forehead and said, a barren old woman. They said, so says your Lord. Surely he is the all-wise, the all-knower. Abraham said, then for what purpose have you come, O messengers? They said, we have been sent to a people who are sinners, to send down upon them stones of baked clay, marked by your Lord for those who trespass Allah's set limits. So we brought out from them the believers, but we did not find there any household of Muslims except one, and we have left there a sign for those who fear the painful torment. And in Moses too there is a lesson, when we sent him to Pharaoh with a manifest authority. But Pharaoh turned away along with his hosts and said, a sorcerer or one possessed. So we took him and his hosts and hurled them into the sea, and he was to be blamed. And in Ard there is also a sign, when we sent against them the barren wind. It spared nothing that it reached, but blew it into dust and rotten ruins. And in Thamud there is also a sign, when they were told, enjoy yourselves for a while. But they insolently defied the command of their Lord, so the lightning overtook them while they were looking. They were unable to rise up, and nor could they help themselves. And so were the people of Noah before them. Surely they were a people who were rebellious and disobedient to Allah. With power and might we constructed the heavens. Surely we are able to extend the vastness of space. And we have spread out the earth, and how excellently have we spread it out. And of everything we have created pairs, that you may remember the grace of Allah. So flee to Allah. Surely I, Muhammad, am a plain warner to you from Him. And do not set up or worship any other god along with Allah. Surely I, Muhammad, am a plain warner to you from Him. Likewise, no messenger came to those before them, but they said, a sorcerer, or one possessed. Have they handed down this saying to them? No, they themselves are a people transgressing beyond all bounds in disbelief. So turn away from them, O Muhammad, you are not to blame, and remind them, for surely the reminding benefits the believers. And I did not create jinn and mankind, except that they should worship me alone. I do not seek any provision from them, nor do I ask that they should feed me. Surely Allah is the All-Provider, owner of all power, the Most Strong. and surely for those who do wrong there is a portion of torment, like the evil portion of torment which came to their predecessors of old. So do not let them ask me to bring it to them. Then woe to those who disbelieve from that day which they have been promised.